cover superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo.
Hey, Carl. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. We got a great show planned today, don't we?
We do. I missed being here last week.
I know. It sucked, didn't it? We wanted to be here, but there was Breeders' Cup was going on, and we had tickets in advance, and we just couldn't toss those aside, obviously. So,
right. What are you going to do?
Anyway, we've got an exciting show planned today with themed music, kind of like the Halloween show, right?
We do.
Today's show is dedicated to
Veterans Day.
And all veterans, actually.
All veterans, yes. Thank you, everyone who is a veteran, for your service.
Right, right. Because, you know, we were talking about this morning when we were downloading some of the music.
Mm-hmm.
And we were listening to this music, and actually you became teary-eyed by some of the patriotic music.
I did.
And it's touching because I feel that one of the greatest losses that we've experienced in this past probably decade of opportunistic politicians and corruption and the things that the FDA does and all these things that are perpetrated on the people of the United States, one of the greatest losses we've had, I think, is a sense of patriotism.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I mean, our parents had it. My dad, you know, I showed you the pictures from the newspaper, the Fighting Lenore family. All six boys were in the military at the same time and proud to be there. My dad enlisted and lied about his age to get in earlier, and a lot of people did that back then.
Really?
Yes. But you won't find people that ready to go and fight for this country today because people feel let down.
My uncle posted his picture on Facebook when he was in the Navy.
Yeah.
He looked really handsome.
Yeah, your Uncle John.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so, but it is Veterans Day, and it is a day to remember veterans past and fallen, and also to honor the veterans of today's wars and the enlisted personnel in general, I think, really.
Yes. Yeah. You know what else today is, don't you?
What?
11-11-11.
Oh, my God. What is it? Is that like biblical something in the, you know, like Cinco de Mayo? Is it like Cinco de Mayo? Should we be drinking?
Yeah, green tea.
Yeah,
that's what I'm drinking. What about you?
Yeah, I'm drinking green tea, too.
No, it's just, I think it's like once in a century that this happens.
Wait, what's that? You know what this is?
That is the battle. No, that is.
Yeah.
The battle.
No, the hymn.
Hymn of the
Marines.
Marines,
the Marines.
Yes.
Yeah. My father used to sing the song.
Did he?
Yeah. But anyway.
That's pretty cool.
When did the first Veterans Day, when was the first Veterans Day actually celebrated?
It was in 1919.
Really?
I think so.
After the First World War?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And wasn't it Woodrow Wilson that was the one who...
mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So was
it... And it was called Armistice Day?
Yeah, Armistice Day. That's right. That's what my dad... My dad never called it Veterans Day. He always called it Armistice Day. I guess that's the term of the old-timers. So there you go. Mm. Very cool. So, 11-11-11.
Yep.
Wasn't the very first Veterans Day on the 11th month and 11th day also?
I think so.
Yeah. So this is kind of like full circle.
Yep.
Good song. Do you want me to turn it off? Is it distracting you?
No, no. Okay. So anyway, according to David's Bridal, there's going to be 57,000 bridal ceremonies today.
Really?
Because it's 11-11-11.
I wonder if people put a lot of significance in numbers and numerology. Obviously, that's why people want to have their weddings be on certain days and certain years and stuff like that. Don't you think that that's the reason that people are rushing out to have their wedding be on 11-11-11?
And I think there's significance to the ones, like they mean happiness. And
yeah.
So, and I guess December 12th, 2012 is the last time
that for 100 years that will actually have the month, day, and year, and last two digits of the year actually line up and be the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for 100 years.
Yeah.
So it will be another 100 years before 11-11-11 rolls back around.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
For the next century.
That is pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Very, very cool. So what else are we talking about as far as it relates to? Are we still talking about Veterans Day, or we want to move on to 11-11-11, or you want to move on to something else?
What do you want to do?
I want to listen to the music.
Okay.
States Marines.
He was really excited about this music today.
Yes, I was. I was. We have a lot of good music picked out today. Do you want to talk about the new sneakers?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so hold on a second. I have a song for that as well. Thank you very much. Okay.
He's got songs for everything today.
Now, while it's not Christmas, the significance of this song is what? There's a new sneaker out.
Never lose Grandma again.
Yes. Now, when Grandma gets run over by the reindeer, you'll know because the GPS tracking unit in her shoe will tell you not only that she's been hit by a reindeer, but where you can find her lifeless body.
I love that song. Yes, a company based out of L.A. called GTX Corporation has some new sneakers that they're putting GPS units
in.
Into them.
Specifically for elderly people who suffer from dementia
Alzheimer's.
And stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're only making 3,000 pairs of them, though.
I wonder if they're putting a GPS unit in each shoe, because I have a feeling that if you suffer from dementia, it's quite possible that you may, A, forget to put both shoes on, forget to put either shoe on, or get your shoes confused and just put the left one of one style on and the right one of a different style on.
Yeah, the article doesn't specify if that's the case or not.
You know, a company called Digital Angel about 10 years ago came out with a wristwatch for elderly people that had a GPS unit in it, and it failed. It didn't work. In fact, it was such a tremendous failure that the company lost millions and millions of dollars because it did not work from inside of buildings. GPS units usually lose their signal depending on their power supply and how much energy they can produce. They can lose their signal inside of buildings. So while you can track things outside on the streets and the roadways and so on, it's very difficult to track things in buildings.
They also say that if you have a device that someone with Alzheimer's is not accustomed to, they won't wear it.
And that was the problem with Digital Angel.
They're accustomed to wearing shoes, obviously,
so
they will wear these.
Great point. But this comes on the heels, no pun intended, of some new legislature that's questioning the ability to just track people with GPS in general, isn't it?
Well, currently the government is free to attach a GPS device to your car, to the car of any American.
Just without even telling you?
Without even telling you.
But isn't that just for a certain time? They can only do it for like 30 days.
For a month.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
30 days. And they can attach the GPS unit to your car for 30 days without getting a warrant or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty scary.
Yep.
I wonder why they're able to do that. I wonder if they are able to surveil a person for 30 days without getting a warrant? Like if a chief says, hey, go follow this guy, they can do that without
mm-hmm.
a warrant. So that's why they can do it for 30 days.
Yep.
That's pretty scary.
So I guess they're trying to weigh if that's an invasion of privacy.
Yeah. And I would imagine a person with dementia would have a power of attorney, a durable power of attorney with like a relative, and they would then be the ones that would authorize the purchase of the shoe and the wearing of the shoe, because the person wearing the shoe wouldn't be competent enough to say, yeah, I want to be tracked.
Right.
I had one of those units for my dad, but it was in his van.
Mm-hmm.
When my father got, when he started having problems with dementia, quite often my mom would call me and say, you know, your dad went out 4 hours ago. We don't know where he is. And so we ended up buying a GPS unit for his car. And it really proved to be very valuable, because that time that he got lost in Gilbert, Arizona, we were able to locate him. And it saved his life, really, because he suffered from terrible diabetes. And if he didn't eat every so often, he would go into diabetic shock. So it really did pay off in the long run.
I think these shoes will be a good thing if they work. They're going to be, I think it said $300 a pair, but it's worth it.
Oh, yeah. What the heck? $300 a pair, that's not a lot of money. Now, obviously, if you get the Louboutin version of them, they'll be $930 a pair, right?
Right.
There you go. All right, we have to take our very, very first commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be picking it up with some exciting stories. What are we going to talk about when we come out of the break?
Well, I wanted to talk about geriatricians.
Oh, yes.
While we're talking about Alzheimer's. And then also, there's several good stories.
Okay. All right. So you're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, beautiful. All heroes proved. In liberating strife, who more than self, our country loved, and mercy more than life.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio. fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die.
What is that?
Men who
the Green Beret song?
Oh, that's right.
Just what they say.
Remember this morning when we were picking the music out, I kept saying to you, maybe we should pick some patriotic music from other countries. And you're going, no, Veterans Day is an American holiday. I couldn't figure that out. I was like, no, well, let's get Germany for Dr. Andro, and let's get, you know,
Sweden for Johan.
Yeah. Like, let's get some. And you're like, no, it's an American holiday. I'm like, oh, I got it. Okay, that's right. Hey. Before we start talking about what you want to talk about, I have a question for you.
Okay.
There was a picture that we passed around on Facebook recently that was originally posted by Erica Rice.
Yes.
Of a woman who looked, quote unquote, fat.
Mm-hmm.
And then a woman who looked, quote unquote, lean and muscular.
Right.
And then at the bottom of the picture, it showed her weight in each of those pictures. And one would automatically assume that in the original picture, the before picture, that she was heavier, and in the after picture, she was lighter.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, she was heavier in the after picture, yet looked so much better.
Right. And I reposted, I shared that, and I had a conversation with someone at the gym about that this morning. And we were talking about how we get on the scale every morning, and if the scale doesn't say what we want it to say, then, you know, we kind of freak out.
You think that's a predominantly female? I don't think guys look at the scale and go, oh, I mean, I know that if I'm getting really heavy, it's like, wow. But guys, I think we want to get heavier.
Right. You know? And women don't.
But see, the scale doesn't mean anything. In the
I know. And I'm like, I think most of women out there that I need to get over that.
Yeah. But that was great that we passed that around. That picture got reshared and reshared and reshared by so many different people. It had such an impact, and it was really a good picture.
It really was.
Yeah. Thank you to Erica Rice for putting that up on Facebook. Hi. Right, so geriatrician shortage. There's a shortage of geriatric doctors.
And why do you think that is?
Old people smell and nobody wants to work with them?
No.
No?
Because they're the lowest paid.
Of all the physicians?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I wonder why. It doesn't make sense because a geriatrician who cares for elderly people is just an unenlightened, uneducated anti-aging doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. I mean, anti-aging doctors work with people who are getting older but work on making them biologically younger to stave off age-related disease. And a geriatrician works with elderly people and helps them manage their age-related diseases until they die.
Right.
So I can see why they're not paid well, and I can see why there's a lack of them. We shouldn't have geriatricians. That's not what should be happening. What they should be doing is helping people stave off age-related disease, not helping them manage them until they die.
Well, here it says the median salary of a geriatrician is $183,000 a year.
Right.
And that's two or three times less than most other specialties.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't get me wrong. $183,000 a year is not chump change. But when you've spent all that money to go to school and you come out of school like $500,000 in debt.
Right. Well, I think the article said they usually have at least $160,000 in fees from going to school.
Right. Right. So they've got so that's
per
interesting.
Year. Yeah.
So should more people look into geriatrics, or do you think more anti-aging doctors should start, or more elderly people should start turning to anti-aging doctors?
I think they should start turning to anti-aging doctors.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Very, very much so. And on talking about orthodox medicine, there appears to be a new blood thinner that is being approved by the FDA called Xeralto. And the reason that it's better is because it did not originate as a rat poison. I wonder if people know that.
What about Coumadin?
That Coumadin and warfarin is what rat poison is made out of, and were rat poison before they became pharmaceutical drugs.
I don't know. Yeah. This was previously approved to prevent stroke in patients.
Mm-hmm.
And patients receiving hip and knee replacements.
Right.
It was developed by Bayer and Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah, blood thinners. There are so many more effective blood thinners out there that are natural. Fish oil, for instance.
Right.
Ginger extract, for instance. Vitamin E, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good things out there that thin the blood that won't cause you to bleed out on top of it.
Well, I've also heard you say before that once you're on Coumadin, I mean...
Yeah. It's a death sentence. They put people on Coumadin and trying to get off of Coumadin is almost impossible.
Really?
Yeah, and then while you're on it, it just literally just slowly destroys your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible stuff. But it's rat poison. It's
right.
Rat poison. For those of you who have relatives on Coumadin, it's rat poison. It's those little green pellets that you buy, what is it, something con, rat poison. They like little green pellets they look like.
Mm-hmm.
That's, look at the, pick up the box and read it. It either says warfarin or Coumadin on it.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the article we did on the graphic labels on cigarette packages?
Yeah, and I thought it was a great idea, showing people dying of cancer.
That was one thing that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration did right.
Right.
And evidently the tobacco companies have come back and went to court, and the judges rejected the warnings.
So they don't have to put the warnings on?
No.
What did the judge cite? Didn't you say he cited... freedom of speech?
Yep.
So
tobacco companies' right to free speech.
But we're not saying that. We're not trying to force them not to speak. We're actually asking them to speak. Okay. The graphic images would speak to people
mm-hmm.
the truth about what happens when you smoke cigarettes.
Right.
Okay? So we're not trying to... We're not trying to, what is the word that they use? Not edit, but we're not trying to silence the tobacco company. We're just trying to get them to speak the truth. How is that how is that impinging on freedom of speech by making them put the truth on the cigarette packs?
It's beyond me. I mean, cigarette
smoking.
Who the hell
is the judge?
His name is U.S. District Judge Richard Leon.
What if he smokes?
Maybe so. Cigarette smoking is so addictive, as everybody knows. I was talking to, I had a painter in my house this week painting my sunroom because of damage. But anyway, he kept leaving and going to smoke cigarettes.
Like every 10 minutes
or something? Yeah, and he'd say, well, I need to let this dry, so I'm going to go smoke a cigarette.
Right.
And I need to do this, so I've got to go smoke a cigarette. And finally, I said to him, why don't you stop? That's a nasty habit.
Did you really?
I did. And he kind of laughed because I'd been talking to him, and I don't think he was offended by it because we had been talking.
Who would be offended by you? I think the opportunity to talk to you alone would let people put up with a lot. Trust me on that one.
So we started talking about it, and he said, you know, I stopped one time, and I quit for 6 weeks. And he said he became obsessed with it.
With the cigarette.
It,
no, he quit for 3 months.
3 months?
But within the first six, he made it. The first 6 weeks were easy, he said, but when he hit the 6 week point, he became like obsessed with the idea that he wanted a cigarette.
And he said that's all he could think about. It drove him crazy. You know, he's a painter and he'd be, you know, quietly, I guess,
thinking about smoking cigarettes
the whole time. And he said he just can't do it. He'd rather not be miserable. So he would rather smoke
and
die young. He said, and he has 9 kids.
You remember what I said to him when he told me the story, after he told you the story?
No.
And then he told me the story, and I said, well, you know what's really funny? He said, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't stick with it. And I said, you know what's really funny? You know when people finally get motivated to quit smoking? He goes, when? I says, that ride home. And then I was real quiet. I says, that ride home from the doctor's office when the doctor says, you got 6 months to live. You got cancer every place in your body. That's when they go, I'm quitting. I'm not going to touch another cigarette. And then they start praying to whoever God they believe in. Please let me beat the cancer and I'll never smoke another cigarette. And that's the God's honest truth. Other than Patrick Swayze, anytime somebody's diagnosed with cancer, the first thing they go is, I'm quitting. Well, why couldn't they do that 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't want to. Because they don't. Because you know what it is? It's like nobody really believes that they're ever going to die.
Right.
Oh, I know I'm going to die, but it's not going to be tomorrow. Oh, really? Wrong. So yeah.
When he was leaving, he said, thanks for making me feel guilty. And then he started laughing.
You did him a favor. You did him a favor. Make him think about it. My God. I mean, mm-hmm. I can't believe in this day and age that the FDA and the federal government, who takes tax dollars for tobacco, will do any of the things that they do to supplement companies and raw food providers and all that sort of stuff. Yet, I can go out tomorrow morning and start smoking.
Yep.
And you know what? I'm not saying they need to outlaw cigarettes. I want to make sure that you understand this message. I think that if you want to kill yourself slowly, you have every right to do that. I really believe, I'm not saying that to be sarcastic. I think it's your life. You're in charge. But don't take my choice away from me if you can choose to take something that you know is killing you just because the government makes money on it.
Okay, so I have an article here from Dr. Rouse. Thank you, Dr. Rouse, about top 10 foods that naturally clean your teeth.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So the first one is green tea, which I drink all the time. I have a cup right in front of me right now. It contains polyphenol antioxidant plant compounds that reduce plaque and help reduce cavities and gum disease.
Wow.
So the next one was dairy products.
Dairy products.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's counterintuitive because I always heard, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but don't they always say don't drink milk right before you go to bed because it actually causes tooth decay while you're sleeping?
Well, they do have some – the milk does have some acidity, so that's called baby bottle syndrome.
Okay.
But they are lower acidity, so I guess if you're not sleeping with it in your mouth.
Right.
Also, there's a ton of calcium in it, so that's the main component of teeth and bones, obviously.
Right.
Cheese is another one.
Because it's dairy, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then fruits, vegetables. You know, like if you're out somewhere and you can't brush your teeth after eating, just biting into an apple will help remove any debris that's left over.
And any loose teeth too. Really, I'm serious. When I was really, really young and I was losing my baby teeth, I bit an apple and I felt something funny and I took the apple out of my mouth and I looked and the tooth was stuck in the apple.
Right here it says that tests show that onions kill various type of bacteria, especially when eaten raw.
Wow.
And then also celery protects teeth by producing saliva, which neutralizes acid that causes the demineralization in cavities.
Wow. So raw vegetables sound very important, including onions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't turn away from onions just because after you eat them, no one will want to talk to you.
And fresh herbs. I can remember when we were younger, my mother would eat celery. I mean, not celery, parsley after dinner. And it's supposed to help with any odor in your mouth.
Yeah.
And fresh parsley.
Yeah. And that's why parsley with garlic is really good, believe it or not. Because parsley is supposed to cancel out the odor from garlic if you're eating a high garlic meal. So
seeds, especially sesame seeds, reduce the plaque.
Hmm.
And animal protein sources, that surprised me.
Like meat and chicken and
beef,
stuff.
Beef, chicken, turkey, eggs, they all contain phosphorus with calcium, which is the two vital minerals of the teeth and bone.
Wow, now that's sad for people who have had kidneys removed and are on dialysis because they are relegated to low phosphorus diets.
Oh, really?
I wonder if they endure softening of the teeth over time.
Interesting. Maybe so. Yeah, and then the last one, of course, is water because it flushes the mouth.
Yeah.
So that's good. Thank you.
Dentine wasn't on there?
No, dentine wasn't on there, but dentists do say to chew like Trident or a sugarless gum after you eat if you can't brush your teeth.
That's true?
Mm-hmm.
What does it do for you?
It helps to neutralize the acidity in the mouth.
Okay.
And it also, I think if there's any like debris in the pits and fissures of the tooth structure, it will actually help remove that. Yes.
Alisa, we have to go into a commercial break and we're going to play a song that you like, that you wanted us to play on this show.
Okay.
And he's from a Southern boy. Do you know who this is?
Elvis.
Yeah. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Look away, Dixieland.
Singing, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie, away, away, in Dixieland I'll take my stand.
Fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E. ER.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it
all. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know who that is?
Whitney Houston. She has a beautiful voice.
I remember listening to her when like back in the 80s and thinking, when they say the word songbird about a woman who's a singer, she reminded me of a songbird. She had that girlish look. It was, yes, before crack cocaine, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, she, beautiful voice, beautiful voice.
So we had Elvis on coming out.
Going into the break,
and he's a veteran.
And that's what sparked me to say what I said this morning when we were downloading this music. And I said, you know, the biggest loss that we've suffered because of corruption in politics and the exploitation of American people is the loss of patriotism. Because back in the day, the movie stars and everything would just stop their careers and go fight for this country.
Mm-hmm.
And now the military has to exploit the underserved communities where kids don't have a shot at college and go, hey, you want to go to college and put your life on the line? Because very few people really want to defend the country anymore. That's a sad, sad situation. So anyway,
Okay, so November is also American Diabetes Month.
Go figure. You mean there's that many people here that they have to have a diabetes month?
Well, the CDC estimates that 1 in 9 adults have a diabetes. And if the current trends continue, 1 in 3 will be diabetic by the year 2050.
Yeah. And we know that's even going to be faster than that. Because anybody who's obese by 2030 is going to be diabetic as well. They're going to pre-diabetes, insulin resistance, call it what you want. It's no mystery what's going on here. And there's an industry that just feeds off these people, too. I mean, every time I turn around, there's some commercial hawking a new talking glucose meter or get your glucose strips from us and all. I mean, there's billions of dollars being made on diabetes today.
Dominique Lest posted on my Facebook an article about type 2 diabetes in young women,
right.
Young, slim women who are diabetic. I guess it's the new trend now that they're finding that they're calling it, you know, how we've talked about skinny fat before,
right.
Where they're calling this TOFI, thin outside, fat inside.
Right.
And that happens when the fat that would normally build up under your skin, it attaches onto your abdominal organs instead.
Right, which is what when people become obese,
mm-hmm.
the most damaging part of obesity is visceral fat. It's mm-hmm. actually some evidence shows that fat actually starts to act like an organ. It starts to produce hormones, it starts to produce things that end up screwing your body up dramatically. So what you're saying is that these girls, even though they look slim on the outside and can fit into a size 4, you know, dress, they still exhibit all the same inner symptoms of a fat person.
They're basically obese on the inside. And the reason is because they're neglecting exercise and they're regulating their weight through their food choices.
Yes, and we know what their food choices are. We saw a young lady who wrote a cookbook that works for a local gym this morning walking into the gym with a big bag with Subway on the side.
She's evidently their nutritionist at the gym, and I saw her walking in with a bag full of Subway sandwiches.
You know what? I'm sorry. I don't care if Jared lost all that. Jared didn't lose all that weight because of Subway. Jared could have eaten Nathan's hot dogs once a day. Jared walked for 5 and 6 hours a day while going on a starvation diet of one meal a day. He happened to pick Subway. He could have used McDonald's or anything else to achieve his goal, but right. It happened to be Subway. Subway is not healthy food. It's overloaded in carbohydrates, which is the reason that this country has a diabetes month in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but it's loaded with processed meats that have been shown to increase the rate of colon cancer in adults and young children. So it's like, you know what? You're better off foraging through a garbage can on a street corner and picking up something moldy and just eating that instead of going in and paying for it and getting it in a bag.
That's disgusting.
Well,
and
it's the truth.
You remember the so-called wheat bread that we talked about?
Oh,
it
yeah.
gets its brown color from plant food.
Right, right. Some aluminum oxidized aluminum something. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gives it that pretty brown color that makes you feel less guilty because you think you're eating whole wheat bread. Which, by the way, you shouldn't be eating wheat in the first place, but that's a whole nother story.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about peppermint tea a little bit.
Okay. Why?
Why? Well,
I know you love peppermint tea. In fact, your favorite tea is for Trader Joe's candy cane.
Candy cane. They only have it during the holidays.
Right.
But now Celestial Season has a peppermint tea out, too.
Ah.
I like to have it in the evening after dinner because it helps to, you know, your digestive system.
Right. But you also said something that it shows in this research too, right? That when you have that, you don't feel like eating anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, even if you just whiff, I have an article that says even if you just smell peppermint,
right.
it says a stiff whiff can cut your food craving.
I believe it.
It's supposed to help. And maybe that's why restaurants give you mints after dinner.
Good. That's a good point. I never thought about that. I always thought it was a breath freshener.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe anything that freshens your breath cleanses your palate. Once the palate is cleansed, you don't feel like eating anymore.
Well, and it also relieves gas, nausea, stomach pain due to irritable bowel syndrome, cramps, and indigestion.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's pretty darn good then.
Yeah, so I just wanted to mention that because I love that peppermint tea, and it's about the season for it now, too.
Elisa, do you know what this is?
Muscle. I'm looking at a book that you're holding up that says Muscle, Smoke and Mirrors.
I am probably one of three people in the United States right now that has an advanced copy of Muscle, Smoke and Mirrors Volume 2. And who's on the cover? Do you know who that bodybuilder is on the cover?
That looks like Arnold.
Yes, back in the day. It's got Arnold Schwarzenegger on the cover.
Hasta la vista, baby.
This version, this volume is called The Pumping Iron Years and Nautilus. What does that say? Emerges. It's 703 pages by Randy Roach. I can't wait to read this book and have Randy on the show. I'm very, very excited. Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors Volume 2 is available. You know what else is available, Elisa?
No, what?
On the Superhuman Radio website, ginger extract. Yes.
Speaking of helping with
your stomach and nausea and all those things, and protecting against cancer and inflammation, ginger extract. We have half kilos there for $60. So go to superhumanradio.com, check out the e-shop, and get yourself some. This is the highest quality ginger extract I've ever had. It took me a long time to procure it, but it is so good. And I've been putting a little tiny bit in hot water and drinking it as tea in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
I think it was Chad Green that asked me on Facebook if you can use ginger extract to make ginger ale with. And I haven't done that. I'm going to do that this weekend and try that.
I'm excited about that. I can't wait to see. Because I have a funny feeling you're going to be able to use a lot less ginger extract and get all the same pungent, strong flavors from all the ginger that we get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's exciting. So check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Pimp job, ginger extract.
I wanted to mention a website. It's called non-GMOshoppingguide.com.
Non-GMOshoppingguide.com.
People can go there and check out, you know, there's a whole category for shopping that tells you like fruits and vegetables, and then you can click on that and it tells you which ones are non-GMO.
And does it even give you like brands and stuff like that as well?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, that's great.
I have the fruits and vegetables pulled up, and it has 365, Bare Fruit, Cape Cod Select, Eden, Emerald Cove, Emperor's Kitchen, and it has a whole list of what's non-GMO.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. You know, we've gone over a little bit. Technically, we should take a break right now and come back with two hard-hitting stories, one about the FDA and one about Pepsi, or we can talk a little bit more and go longer. What do you want to do?
Let's come back. I really want to talk about Pepsi.
Yeah. Yeah. Pepsi, they're actually owned by Yum, which is based here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm absolutely positive. Yum owns Pepsi. Here's another version of the Star Spangled Banner, not the Whitney Houston version. But this came out of Woodstock by the single greatest guitar player ever, and that will be the truth forever. No one has ever matched this man. I listened to him as a kid incessantly, all the time. Jimi Hendrix. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com.
AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Here we go. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle Do or Die.
You picked this
one. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I'm the Yankee
I think you
Doodle
like playing
sweetheart.
These songs so you can
She's
sing.
She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle went to town and just to ride the phone.
If you're going to sing, you should know the words. Okay, so.
Well, look, there's a lot of things I don't know. I thought that Yum owned Pepsi.
Right, well, they don't. They have a lifetime
contract
with Pepsi. Pepsi is owned by PepsiCo.
Right.
And Pepsi used to own Taco Bell and KFC, which is now owned by Yum.
Yum. Yeah.
I'm
sorry. Yum doesn't own Pepsi. They just are incestuous, that's all. Sorry about that.
So, evidently, the Pepsi CEO is very delusional.
First of all, I got to tell you, I'm shocked that she's not only a woman, but she appears to be of Indian descent. I mean, from India.
Right.
It's like, the reason I say that I'm shocked is because people from India tend to be very spiritually evolved. And life is more important than profits to most people who are from India.
Right.
And yet she's running like second, you know, largest satanic company in the world that's at the root of the reason people are sick today.
Yeah, there was a video of her saying that Doritos are not bad for you. They're nothing more, this is a quote, nothing more than corn mashed up, fried up in oil and flavored in the most delectable way.
Delectable way.
End quote.
Yeah. And you let me listen to that, watch that video. She went on and talked about how good the orange juice that they make, what's their brand?
Tropicana.
Tropicana. And we've done shows about what Tropicana does to their orange juice to make it into orange juice.
They take the orange flavor out.
Yeah. And then put artificial orange flavor back in to make up.
Made
for
by Christian Dior, who is a perfume company.
Right. You know what I say to her? What is her name? Do you remember her name? I'm not. If you don't, it's okay.
It's N-O-O-Y-I.
N-O-O-Y-I. Nui.
Indra. Her first name is Indra, I-N-D-R-A.
Indra Nui. Okay. So I say, Indra, here's what you do. You have every single product that you make, you take a video, you hire an outside video company, you give them full access to your plants, 100% access to your plants. You let them take videos of how you make Tropicana orange juice and how you make Doritos and how you make all the different things you make from start to finish. So from the minute that the grain comes in the door to the second it goes out in a bag with printed name Dorito on it, you let them take pictures. You put those on the internet. You let people watch them and let people decide whether they want to eat them. That's what I think. Because I have a funny feeling. Remember that picture of what McDonald's chicken McNuggets look like before their chicken McNuggets?
Yes.
After I saw that, I thought, oh, this is disgusting. I think that if people saw how they make the stuff, they won't want to eat the stuff.
She said it's fine as long as it's consumed in moderation.
Yeah, in moderation. Right. Okay. And so is arsenic, Indra. Maybe a tiny bit of arsenic every morning in your tea is what you need to do in moderation, of course.
Well, Pepsi is trying to come up with a new all-natural line.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to change their junk food image. So my question is why do they have to change their junk food image if Doritos are okay to eat?
Yeah, right. Great
you
point.
Know?
Yeah, just go with it. Stay with it if it's so good. You know, defend your product and stay with it if it's so darn good. Don't change it now.
Right. It has artificial flavors and like red dye 40, which accelerates the appearance of immune system tumors in mice.
Right.
Yellow dye 6, yellow dye 5. I mean, why would we want to put that in our bodies?
Because it makes money for PepsiCo. That's why. That's exactly why. That's all it is. It has nothing to do with anything else but profits. Nothing else. You know, I said this the other day on the show. I don't know if it was it was yesterday's show. I said, anytime something says natural, you need to look at it even closer, because mm-hmm. that's a wink, wink, nod, nod to you saying, yeah, this stuff in here is natural. Dirt's natural. Do you want it in your food? No. You know, porcupine feces is natural. It occurs in nature. You want it in your food? No. But guess what? If it has a purpose and a use, the food manufacturers will put it in there if they can make food cheaper.
Well, I remember I was telling you about acrylamide.
Yes.
Okay. Well, acrylamide is a cancer-causing and potentially neurotoxic chemical, and it's created when carbohydrate-rich foods are cooked at high temperatures. So that would be Doritos.
Doritos or French fries or potato chips.
And it doesn't matter if they're baked, if they're fried, if they're roasted, or if they're toasted. So it's even in the baked chips, because people think that, oh, I'm going to get some chips that are baked because it's better for me.
Right.
No, that acrylamide is in those as well.
So how do you cook? If you want to make potatoes, you have to cook them at a very low, I guess,
low temperature. Like my almond post, my almond blog, low and slow is the way to go.
Oh, I like that. Low and slow is the way to go. We ought to have a T-shirt made.
Low and slow.
There you go.
But it says some of the worst offenders are potato chips, French fries, foods cooked and processed at temperatures above 212 degrees Fahrenheit.
Who does PepsiCo sound like? Everything in moderation. A little bit of this and a little bit of that will never hurt you. Who do they sound like?
Oh, the FDA.
Yeah, the FDA.
I'm a little slow today. Speaking of slow, low and slow, I'm a little slow today. I don't know if it's because I worked out so hard this morning and I worked out fasted. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm a little slow today.
That's okay. You and Rick Perry. You just have to start saying oops once in a while.
Oops. Rick Perry. We watched the Republican debate, and he is... He couldn't remember the three government agencies that he would do away with. He remembered two of them. And then the third one, he said, no, I can't remember it. And the guy said, you can't remember it? And he said, No. Oops.
You know who? You know he should. Rick Perry obviously will not be elected president. So let's be honest. He's not going to be elected president.
No.
Okay. But what I do think he should do is he should see if he can get on the next Harold and Kumar movie, where they all smoke weed and do stupid stuff, because he's already for the part. Every time I see Rick Perry, I think to myself, he looks a little drunk or stoned or something.
He does, and he acted drunk in that one.
I wonder what's
clip
up with
him.
I mean, look, the poor guy could have a problem. He could have the onset of Alzheimer's for all I know. I don't know, but he definitely looks like he's ready for a Harold and Kumar movie for sure.
Okay, so back to acrylamide. I want to talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah.
The federal limit in drinking water is 0.5 parts per billion.
Right.
Okay, or about 12 micrograms in an 8-ounce glass of water. However, a 6-ounce serving of French fries contains 60 micrograms.
Wow.
Of acrylamide. That's about 500 times the allowable limit.
Right, right. That's amazing. And let's face it, some people eat 4 or 5 orders of French fries a week, along with, you know, other stuff that from places like McDonald's and stuff that are just, you know, destroying them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this really is a big problem. Who was it that we were? Oh, I talked about it on yesterday's show too. I kind of stole something from Andrew Wilde. Wasn't it Andrew Wilde who said that depression didn't occur?
Yes, it was.
But you know, it was because of the fat, in my opinion. The kind of fat that people are eating today from fast foods especially and hydrogenated fats and so on, they actually change the landscape of the brain in a negative way, the way omega-3s change it in a positive way. So
mm-hmm.
I have a feeling there's a linkage there. Do we want to talk about the FDA now, or do we want to go into a break, come out, and then talk about the FDA and do listener emails? What do you want to do?
It's up to you.
Yeah, let's take a break. Because we have all this great music. I want to play some more of this music. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the FDA a little bit. And then also, we have some listener emails that I believe are very, very important.
And I want to talk about the eugenics program in North Carolina.
Okay, yes. That's a very important story. Okay,
yes.
So FDA, eugenics, listener email when you come back to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
That's a harmonica.
No, that's a mouth harp. No,
oh, once I rode
the boss.
That ribbon highway.
Gives me goosebumps, this song. All these songs.
Him and Jimi Hendrix especially. And Whitney Houston, too.
The endless sky I saw below me. A golden valley. Now this land was made for you and me.
It really is.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
I hope I have an answer.
What does an all-natural label claim mean to you?
To me, it means that everything in the box or the package or whatever it is that I'm looking at, every ingredient in there occurred in nature. In other words, it wasn't synthesized in a laboratory. It occurred in nature.
It's not processed.
Right. Well, no. Processing, you can take natural things and process them. You could take a piece of grain, which is from nature, and grind it up, and now it's processed. Mm-hmm. So everything in that box, everything on that label, occurs in nature on its own. So under the heading of natural, you have the wings of bugs, like carmine,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you have wood from trees,
cellulose. Okay.
And pretty soon, you'll have animal poop, because it does occur in nature. And if they just gather it up and put it in your food, they'll say, well, it's all natural.
Well, actually, the natural food label on processed foods has no standard definition and really no meaning at all.
Yeah, I believe that.
The term is only regulated on meat and poultry, and that's by the FDA, for which an item labeled natural may not contain any artificial colors or chemical preservatives, and that's with meat only.
Right.
It doesn't have anything to do with processed foods.
I got an idea. We could actually make this show so much more popular. Superhuman Radio is all natural. So consume it whenever you want.
Okay, so this is shocking to me. The FDA estimates that roughly one out of every 10 food product label contains an inaccuracy.
Yes, but that's because the FDA oversees them. That's why.
You need to be aware that a food label can be off as much as 20%.
Yeah.
20%.
And you know what?
In order to violate a federal law.
So they have a 20% leeway margin. Now think about something you were talking about just yesterday. A food can have up to 0.49 grams of per serving of hydrogenated oil
mm-hmm.
and say zero trans fats. And if it has more than 0.49 hydrogenated oil, grams of hydrogenated oil per serving, then it has to label that it has trans fats. So all the manufacturers use just the right amount of trans fats. So per serving, they stay at that 0.49, but they have a margin of error. So there really could be 0.5 or more in there.
With their margin of error.
Yeah. And wait, and one more thing. And what's even worse than that is that the FDA allows them to put any trans fats in foods, any trans fats in foods and say that there's zero trans fats. You know what? That is the most horrible, horrible thing that the FDA does, because trans fats are destroying people,
mm-hmm.
killing people. So they're cloaked in there. Good. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. That's okay. Go ahead.
No.
Go on with your rant.
Well, it just flabbergasts me that the FDA is so heavy-handed about certain things, but turns a blind eye and creates rules and regulations that allow food manufacturers to basically serve us poison. And it's okay with the FDA.
So did you know that Ben and Jerry's ice cream just recently got slapped on the hand for having all natural on their ice cream?
And what did they have in it that wasn't natural?
Corn syrup and maltodextrin.
Corn syrup is not natural?
Not according to the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
That organization rings a bell. The Center for Science and the Public Interest, I seem to think, is actually a wolf in sheep's clothing. I feel like they're an organization that, well, maybe I'm wrong. I may have them confused. So corn syrup is not natural.
Why? Isn't corn syrup just another name for high fructose corn syrup?
Well, no.
Yes.
No. High fructose corn syrup has a higher degree of sugar than corn syrup.
But weren't they changing their name to corn syrup? High fructose?
No, they were going to change their name to corn sugar.
Okay.
Corn sugar.
Okay.
No, corn syrup has been around forever, and it's just, Karo is corn syrup. Moms used to use...
Well, maltodextrin's not natural. Isn't that...
I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I'm confused about these. I figured corn syrup, because it came from corn, it was considered natural. But anyway, so Ben and Jerry's was slapped on the hand.
Mm-hmm. And they took that off. They took off the all-natural claim.
Why didn't they just take the corn syrup out? Find something else instead of corn syrup. How about that one? Can't do that, I guess.
Okay. Guess not.
So tell me about, can we talk about something else? Are we ready? Or you want to talk about this a little bit more?
I was looking up corn syrup to see if it really was high fructose corn syrup so I could tell you were wrong again.
Again, twice in one show? Well, you can tell me. I can take it. I'm not Dr. Oz. Well, while you're looking that up, can we talk about eugenics? Because I never realized until you told me the story that there really was a eugenics program here in the United States at one time, and it was openly, it wasn't hidden. It was openly disclosed that the government practiced eugenics in the United States in the economically underserved parts of the country.
Huh. Well, actually in 33 states. But interestingly enough, in several of the articles that I've read, I can only find information about, mainly North Carolina. Some of the people are suing
The state.
Stewing the state, yes.
Now, for those people out there who aren't familiar with eugenics is an approach thin the herd of sick people
and improve the quality
of human species.
Exactly.
Right. Thin the herd of the sick and infirm and the mentally challenged and kind of get them out of.
Well, that's what Hitler was trying to
do. Yes.
With his Nazi Germany.
Yes.
He was practicing eugenics.
Yeah, he wanted the perfect race, as he called them. Blonde hair, blue eyes, strong, beautiful women, masculine men, and anything that didn't fit into that category, he wanted to destroy to get them out of the gene pool.
What surprises me is that the United States during the 80s was doing this.
Yeah. And this is after they fought against Hitler and his eugenics program. They decided, you know, maybe a little eugenics isn't a bad idea. So what were they doing in their way of practicing eugenics here in the United States at that point in time?
Well, they were sterilizing women.
So that they wouldn't have offspring.
In North Carolina, so they wouldn't have offspring. And girls as young as 9 years old in North Carolina, many of them were that young.
How did they get them? How did they get them into the program? And what did they do to them?
some of the girls, like one article that I read, the girl had been raped and she got pregnant. And when she went in, they told her that they removed her appendix and they actually sterilized her.
Wow.
And then when she got older and was trying to have more children, she did have the one son. She was trying to have more children. A doctor told her, she was in New York by then, a doctor told her that she had been barbarically sterilized.
Mm. Now, didn't you say they also regularly used to sterilize the mentally infirm people who had certain...
These are the people that they were targeting. People with epilepsy.
Really?
Alcoholics. Criminals. Women who were deemed promiscuous. Now, who was the one that deemed them promiscuous?
The guy who had sex with her, probably.
Children who were victims of rape.
Really?
People labeled feeble-minded and poor people on welfare.
Well, okay.
When I read this article, I got to tell you, I almost started crying. I was disgusted that this happened.
Right.
It makes no sense.
Right. It's exactly what Hitler was trying to do, and they were doing it here in the United States, and then yet they railed against Hitler. But more importantly, except for the people on welfare one, the whole eugenics program should be directed at Washington, D.C.
Mm.
The politicians and all their families, they all fit that criteria. Feeble-minded, corrupt criminals, they're the ones who need to have eugenics practiced on them.
Yeah.
That's terrible. And these people generally didn't know. You know what they did in the Philippines, right?
Yeah.
They sterilized like 8,000 women in economically underserved areas by going in and telling them they were giving them free vaccines against, you know, certain diseases. And in the meantime, they actually sterilized them.
Well, don't you think that this is just the government? I mean, they're still doing things like vaccination, for example.
Yes. They do this stuff in other countries. They do this stuff in third world countries where the population can't afford to be fed. They regularly sterilize women so that they don't have offspring. So basically what it is the governments, our government and other governments, play God.
Mm-hmm.
They say, you know, these people really shouldn't be procreating and increasing the population. So we're gonna thin them out. We're gonna thin that herd because they're taking up too much room on this planet. And we need that room for us. It really is nothing different than what Hitler was doing. And this government practices it, too.
But when you think about it right now, I mean, aren't we in the lab being tested with the genetically modified foods?
Yes, absolutely.
They don't know what's going to happen, but yet they say it's okay to eat it.
Sure. They don't care. And cell phones. The show we did yesterday about what cell phones are doing to people. Nobody wants to talk about that, but it's factual.
And what about unsafe prescription drugs?
Oh.
And medical procedures?
Oh, forget about it. All the drugs that they give people are unsafe.
Well, I read an article this week about painkillers and how the painkiller fatalities has tripled in the past 10 years.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And those are being prescribed by their doctors.
Well, not all of them. Rogue doctors.
They go to these clinics.
Yeah.
I think there's a big clinic in Florida where a lot of people drive to get it.
Yeah, pill mills, they call them.
Oh, right? Is that what it's
called?
Yeah,
but that's a whole different thing. I mean, that's just recreational drugs being supplied by the pharmaceutical industry instead of by the street corner guy who's making crack or selling weed. Now they're going to doctor's offices and they're buying painkillers. But, yeah, I know. It is a problem. There's no doubt about it. Excuse me. Okay. Where are we going from there?
I think that we're just about done.
Okay. We have one email that I want to read. Hold on.
Are you looking for that?
Yeah. Excuse me. Okay. Drink some tea.
He's drinking green tea, too. I think he's all choked up about the story.
My throat's getting dry. Sorry about that. Okay. Donovan sent me an email. Holy expletive, Carl. Have you heard this podcast? It's called Stuff Mom Never Told You. Excuse me.
I've never heard that.
It's on the How Stuff Works website, which is owned by the Discovery Channel. They did a 22-minute podcast basically telling all boys and girls to get the HPV vaccine. It's unbelievable. The Discovery Channel must have funding from the pharmaceutical industry.
Oh, really?
They must.
I didn't read that.
The whole podcast is just an infomercial for the benefits of the HPV vaccine. And this goes hand in hand with all of what's being done right now to promote the HPV vaccine. And the HPV vaccine doesn't work. And it's dangerous. And more importantly, HPV very rarely turns into cervical cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you want a vaccine for something that only works 1/3 of the percent of the time? And the thing that it's trying to protect you from isn't going to necessarily ever turn into cancer. Why not just take your own methods and deal with it? So anybody who listens to this podcast, Stuff Mom Never Told You, you need to stop, because this is a dangerous podcast. They're obviously being influenced by the pharmaceutical agenda. There's no doubt about it. Or they wouldn't be telling people. What they'd be telling people is make your own decision, learn about it. Here's the pros, here's the cons, like we did when we had Dr. Meryl Nass on. Meryl Nass didn't say all vaccines are bad. She said that the tetanus vaccine is very important, and in some countries, some vaccines are important and others not. And she said, you know, you need to know the risks and the rewards when you take a vaccine, but not just take all vaccines. And she spoke very, very poorly about HPV. She said that nobody should be taking it.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway, that I want to thank Donovan. There's no last name on that email. So there you go.
There was one other article I wanted to talk about. And there was a Nevada Health Department raided a picnic that was on an organic farm. The Southern Nevada Health District raided an organic farm picnic, destroying the organic produce, which was classified as biohazard material. So they classified organic fruits and vegetables as biohazard.
Why? So, but why can you buy organic fruits and vegetables at Whole Foods then, if it's not?
Well, in the state of Nevada, it was because the food was not certified in that state.
Ah, okay. So it's payola. If you don't give, and that's typical of Southern Nevada is Las Vegas, by the way.
Oh.
When they talk about Southern Nevada, there's nothing else down there but Las Vegas. So basically, it's payola. Nothing gets into Vegas unless you pay for it. That's just the way it is. That has never changed down there.
They had to pour bleach on their products to render them safe.
On the vegetables?
Yeah.
And then throw them away? Who's going
to
eat them?
Then throw them away. And that's why they had to pour bleach on them, so that they wouldn't feed them like to their pigs on their farm.
That's a shame.
Is that not disgusting?
Yeah. You see, this is the kind of stuff that baffles me. Like, how could you be doing that to people's vegetables and fruits and stuff like that? I mean, it just makes no sense. And then companies like PepsiCo get to call their products nutritious. Oh, man, it's so wrong. It's just so wrong. It's terrible. Terrible. Hi.
That makes no sense.
What else do we have, Elisa?
That's all for now. Hopefully next week I'll feel better.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. You've been training fasted. You've been training more frequently. You're getting back into it. So it takes some time to bounce back to that. Anyway, it's been a great week all over. The whole week has been great with lots of good shows. We've got lots of great shows planned for next week as well.
I really liked the show yesterday about the paleo comfort food.
Good recipes. Really, mm-hmm. really good recipes. And mm-hmm. that show isn't up on podcast yet, but it's going to be up in a little while after I publish the show. So those of you who are missing it, you'll have it shortly. And thank you, as always, for listening to Superhuman Radio. Have a safe and happy Veterans Day.
And thanks again to all the men and women out there who have served our country.
Yes, thank you. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.